This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, which comes slap bang in the middle of the 2023 Hollywood Bets Kosafa Cup that is being staged in Durban. We will hear from Kosafa referees manager Felix Tangararima on the latest from the world of match officials, and also catch up with Dr. Tulani Ngwenya on the excellent work he's been doing in training medical personnel. We will also have an interview with Kosafa Executive Director Sude Tome on the tournament and the new format that has been adopted this year. But first, let's hear from Felix Tangararima, who has done such an excellent job over the years in bringing through match officials from the Kosafa region.
I think the Kosafa Referees Development Plan produced the backbone of African, the continent's top referees. As you can remember, a lot of our CAF tournaments, they've been officiated by the referees from Kosafa. Let's take it last year. We have the Africa Cup of Nations, the referee was from Kosafa. We have the Champions League, the referees were from Kosafa. We have the Confederation Cup Final, the referee were from Kosafa. In addition to that, Kosafa is the only region which sent two trios to the World Cup. Not only for men, we also sent women referees to the World Cup. When you look at that, it's all emanating from the development plan of Kosafa, where we start with the under-17s. We bring them to the under-20, up to the senior level. And what we do is when they're at senior level, we want them to fight for continental, which has been happening and it is going on very well. You see, now VAR, when it started, people thought it was something which was going to go by. But now VAR is in the laws of the game, is part of the laws of the game, which actually signifies the importance it is for us as a region to be, inclusive into having VAR in our tournaments and in our national associations. As Kosafa, we are at an advanced stage, to try and have our zonal referees, compliant with the VAR. We will be having some two courses this year, before the end of the year, training referees on VAR. We start training the technicians and then the referees themselves. So we have already started the selection process, which has gone very successfully. So now what we have is we are just waiting for the dates when we can actually put our referees together and train them VAR. What we are looking at is we are a region with the 14 countries. So we are looking at what is better to bring referees into the, for example, here if we have our training center here, or what is beneficial for us to move to each country. So we found out that moving to each country is more beneficial and cost effective than bringing all the referees here. But all those logistics are being worked on in the secretariat. But we are actually at a high level in terms of you know, preparation for VAR, because now it's in the laws of the game. It's part of the game. We can't run away from it. I'm so happy to confirm to the region that all our female referees who are going for the World Cup, they are VAR compliant. We took advantage of CAF tournaments because they are senior referees. They've been going to CAF tournaments. And in those CAF tournaments, we have actually trained them to be VAR compliant. They need to be registered. They need to be licensed for them to be able to officiate at that high level. So all our female referees from our zone who are going to the World Cup, they are licensed VAR, you know, referees. So in that area, we are covered. What we need is to use those who are licensed already to help the others we are training so that we have a strong team of VAR registered referees. You see, when we talk of development, it's not a once-off activity. It's a process. You'll find out that before this, you know, top referees who are retiring now, there were also some top referees before. So, but this year in particular, we have lost 5 top referees who were the backbone of the region. We're also the backbone of CAF in Victor Gomez, who has retired. We have Martins from Angola, who has retired. We have Bernard from Seychelles, he has retired. We have Bondo from Botswana, he's also retired. And we have Johnny Sikazwe, who has retired. As you can see, when they retire, they also take other positions. Gomez now is the chairman of the Referees Committee of South Africa. Not only that, he has been recently appointed as the vice chairman of the Confederation of African Football Referees Committee, which is a big task. If it wasn't for the education and for the development we did, you will not be up there. So you find out, really, we are so happy with our development plan. We talk of Jan Sikazwe. He has been raising our flag as a zone in the world, in the continent. And we have him now in this tournament as one of the instructors. He's now imparting what he learned during the years to the youngsters who are coming. The referees we are having now, we are actually trying to identify those who can replace the 5 we had. So the successful succession plan is working very well.
Dr. Tulani Ngwenya has become a leading medical professional in football on the African continent and was appointed as a doping officer at the World Cup in Qatar last year. He has been passing on his knowledge in Durban.
I've been quite busy, yes, doing quite a lot of work for COSAFA because I'm the COSAFA medical officer. But in the past few days, we were engaged in a football emergency medical course. Now, it is an initiative by COSAFA to try and impart knowledge to the participating team medicos and also to the local team medicos. Like local team, I mean the team, the medicos of the teams that are playing at Hollywood Bears League, Sasol League, NFD and PSL, to share knowledge and to share an approach in terms of dealing with medical emergencies. Now, as you understand, medicine is a dynamic profession where there's changes each and every day because of the discoveries due to the rigorous research that is done in medicine. So there's always changes in medicine. So we need to keep up with what is happening in the world, and we need to know what are the trends and how do we deal with medical emergencies. So basically, that's what we've been doing the past few days, imparting knowledge, and we did an emergency football medicine workshop. So for COSAFA, it is the first one of its kind. We were doing it and we are focusing on just few topics because we couldn't do everything in just a day, in just 3 hours. But we needed to do the basics that was actually going to help us to at least do the bare minimum, you know, for us to be able to save lives. We have seen quite a number of athletes, especially African athletes, you know, falling on the pitch without contact, and some of them dying. And this is perhaps mostly due to due diligence not being done properly in football. specifically. I'll start with the pre-competition medical assessment or pre-season medical assessment. You know, most of the teams, they would just go and get a doctor to sign off their form just to comply so that they are able to register. But that then becomes a problem because then you are skipping or jumping one important part of prevention. Because if you are going to deal with athletes, you need to know their status. You need to know medically where they are. Before then, you will be able to anticipate problems. For instance, if I've got a person who's got a seizure, then I know that this person has a seizure. And if anything happens, then I'm able to anticipate problems. And how do I actually approach that particular problem? So we started with, we've broken it down. We started with the preventative one, which is pre-competition medical assessment. And then we went from there, we went to approach in terms of cardiac arrest. When you've got a player falling without contact, that's then we then said it is cardiac arrest until proven otherwise. And then we came up with an approach to say, how then do we deal with such? And then over and above that, we also discussed at length concussion, because we have seen quite a number of head injuries. As you would know, in football, we haven't really paid much attention when it comes to concussion because we didn't think that concussion is quite common in football. We see that mostly in rugby, because rugby, there's quite a lot of head injuries, which then involves the neck and the back. But in football as well, we have now seen quite a number of concussions. Hence now, it is very, very important to have an approach in terms of concussion. So we also went through concussion. We went into the steps. How do you then deal with concussion if you have? But the most important part was that we were equipping the medicos that if a doctor is not there, a physio would be able to at least do something that is basic, like a CPR, like doing cardiopulmonary resuscitation. You don't need emergency services. Yes, you need an AED to be able to save a life, but when you do compressions, at least that buys time. So what we then said to them, to say, if you find yourself in a remote area where there's no medical personnel at the stadium, where there's no AED at the stadium, your responsibility as a medical person is to make sure that you involve the clinics. Before the game, you call the local clinic, tell them that there is a game that is happening. In case of an emergency, we might need you. And then you call the emergency services that are around just to flag up that you are around, there's a game that is playing. Yes, perhaps maybe man is not there, but just to flag up such that when there's an emergency, then they are on speed dial, you are able to call them and they are able to come and help. But what was more important was that then you are there, something happens in the field of play, then you are able to deal with it. I mean, it is unfortunate that, I mean, even in here in South Africa, at the highest level, we still have cardiac arrest. You know, I do not think it is because my colleagues do not know how to deal with it, but it is because we don't do these continuous workshops. Just like match officials. When you're a match official, you do pre-season training, you do mid-season. They are not doing that because they are not good referees, but they are doing that so that they are always on par with what is happening and they are able to deal with. Because when you don't practice, when you don't get to do it each and every day, then you lose the skill. So we need that as medicos to keep on reminding ourselves, to keep on having our hands onto the dummy so that we know exactly what to do when you have a medical emergency. Okay, at CAF, I'm the chief medical officer and I'm the medical expert there. At CAF, I deal with doping control and I also deal with all medical issues.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
involves continental football. But at the FIFA level, I'm part of the doping control officers. I'm one of the doping control officers at FIFA. I went to the Qatar 2022 World Cup, and just now I was in Argentina doing doping control there. And the aim is to make sure that football becomes a sport that is fair to everyone, because FIFA promotes it promotes fair play. So now there's some people, some athletes that may be tempted to use a substance that will enhance their performance. So our responsibility is to make sure that everyone that goes into the field of play, they don't use sports and performance enhancers. So that is it's a fair sport, and the team that wins fairly. I would like to say this unapologetically, to say COSAFA has done something that is great, because even with the workshop, it is a legacy project to leave something where we are right now in Durban to help impart knowledge. But over and above that, COSAFA has also started a program where we have medical students coming to the tournament and shadowing me, and so that they know what sports medicine is about. Sports medicine, it is, especially in Africa, it seems like it's something that is new, but it's actually not new. It has been there for a long time. But it's just that a lot of people did not know about sports medicine. And in order for us to participate and compete at the highest level, we need to develop quite a number of sports physicians, such that each and every team has a qualified sports physician. Because these athletes that you see, or the players that you see, they are human beings before they are players, before they are athletes. So you need to know their and condition them such that you prepare them for competition. But if you're going to only focus on the technical aspect of things and forget that these are human beings, then you would actually miss it. That is why internationally, sports medicine is huge. Even when it comes to pre-season preparation, the bulk of the work is mostly sports medicine, and then the technical aspects comes in. So I would like to really try and say that most people or most teams, they need to go towards sports medicine, having full-time sports physician, not as just by the way to say a doctor comes on match day just for that day. Because, I mean, if you come just for that day, you don't know anything about the players. You are just there to just make sure that you tick the box.
COSAFA Executive Director Sude Tome now shares her insight into the current Hollywood Bets COSAFA Cup and why there's been a switch in format, as well as touching on several other issues.
Yes, they have changed. They've changed at the request of our members. We had a meeting last year when we were in Arusha, and several of our member associations felt that it was time for a change of format, to move away from the previous format, which, as you will recall, being a membership of 14, we had a scenario where we had the group round being the lower ranked 8 teams, and the higher ranked 6 teams having a bye directly into the knockout round. And so they would come in at the quarterfinal round and be joined by the winners of the two groups from the group. And then so that those teams who had a bye coming in, playing one quarterfinal and then going home, we had introduced, I think it was in 2009, a plate section. So members felt that, you know, that format was a little bit tired. It was also definitely a deterrent in terms of the host country. So, you know, we've been playing the COSAFA Cup in South Africa now for some years, and to have South Africa always coming in at the quarterfinal meant that you didn't have your host team, your home team, in, you know, from the get-go. So from fans, you know, etc., it was a deterrent, a deterring factor. So we put together a task force. We were very democratic about it. We put together a task force and came up with the with a new scenario where the 14 teams would be divided into four groups. We would have two groups of four, two groups of three, playing in a conventional manner. This year, We had two members who are out of our 14 who have not participated, Madagascar being one of them. And unfortunately, Zimbabwe still suspended. So that was, so there we were now down to 12. Under normal circumstances, we would have looked for another two teams. But it's actually, a workable number, having 12 teams, three groups of four. We were also a little bit under time constraint, having the tournament now in July, needing to be finished before the start of the Women's World Cup, the FIFA Women's World Cup, because we don't like to clash. So it was decided by the organizing committee that we would stay with our 12 teams, and consequently, we don't have any invitational team. We've got 12 member association teams that will be participating, three groups of four. Our wish had been to organize this tournament actually at the end of May, as soon as the PSL season, had ended. And we say that because we are in South Africa, so, one doesn't want to clash with the league. But it wasn't to be. Our host was not in a position to have hosted us at the end of May. That would have been the ideal time because it was preparation for the last AFCON qualifiers. But there's another round yet to come. And as always with the CASAFA Cup, even though it is senior men's, it does still have, as with everything that CASAFA does, have a developmental angle and does give coaches an opportunity to be looking at fringe players, blooding new players in the lead up to the next round of AFCON. We've got, the World Cup qualifiers that don't kick in, and then the CHAN. So, that is the beauty of this competition, and always has been, that it gives coaches an opportunity really to play around with their players, and before the competitive qualifiers and things come up. The tickets for these matches are free of charge, courtesy of our host SAFA. But everybody has to have a ticket. Both the city and the local SAFA structures, SAFA Itukeni, are hard at work as of today to be mobilizing and creating awareness in the townships. Flyers given out, etc., loud hailing, mobilization of fans to the stadium, and pointing out the ticketing pickup, the ticketing collection points, which are just outside the immediate precinct of the stadium. Everybody, the message is, everybody must have a ticket to get in. So it may be free of charge, but it is still a ticketable event. So we've already started, actually. We were in Elembe, and we had an under-15 boys fast footy youth festival. It's a knockout competition played over the one day with Mark Fish. This is an initiative of his, and it was absolutely fabulous. We had eight boys teams that under-15, but I use that kind of in inverted commas because some of the children were as young as nine. But we saw some fabulous football, and it was fun for the kids with kit and other equipment being given away and prizes to the top individual players. Of course, we always do a referees workshop, a five-day referees workshop, which is for our referees who are our international referees who are appointed to this tournament, but always has a local element as well. And we've had 10 local referees who are staying in the hotel with their international counterparts. So it's really a five-day experiential workshop, for them. And these kind of workshops is where our referees manager unearths the talent that sometimes may never come to the fore. Courtesy of Dr. Tulani Ngwenya, we have an emergency medical workshop, the participants of which will be the doctors and medics coming from the clubs, the Sasol League and ABC Motsepe League in and around Durban, as well as the team doctors from our 12 participating member countries. What are we doing next? We had reached out to the city to identify schools that may need a helping hand, and this will form part of CASAFA's annual Madiba Day, even though it's a couple of days early. We always do a Madiba Day initiative, and there are two schools that have been identified by the city, and we will be going there with our teams, with our referees and legends, etc. And they had sent us a shopping list of what they require from, you know, play things and laptops and what have you. So that is our initiative for the 13th, and then we will wrap up on the 15th with a coaching clinic that will take place at the Christian Annenberg Sports Ground in Claremont. And there we will have our legends coming and being a part of that. We will have Lucas Radebe, Yeye, Sangweni, Brilliant Kuzwayo, Tico Tico from Mozambique. So we've got a whole host of the chaps that will be coming and taking the kids, you know, from Claremont through their paces in a coaching clinic. So we're really looking forward to some of the initiatives that we're doing this time.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We will be back with more next week. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.